Lloyd Frederick.
He is excused.
Sharon Caldwell.
Here.
Jeff Wimble.
Here.
Robertoski.
Here.
Mark Mortigan.
Present.
Jerry Gulley. Terry Rose.
Here.
Jerry is excused.
Youth and Governance, Samuel Arnold. Youth and Governance, Rhea Bebu.
Thank you so much. Citizens' comments this evening, anybody here? Citizens' comments, nope, citizens' comments is closed. Do we have any supervisor comments this evening?
No.
Just one, I had contacted Sheriff about the adding the bank account, which I'll give information on that, unless somebody else already here is.
Yes, there will be somebody talking about that. Any other supervisor comments today? No comments from the chair this evening. Approval of the minutes for March 2nd, 2022.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, I think there was a date wrong on one of them, so I don't have it up right now. I think in the minutes where it said I talked about the vehicles from 2021 for 2022, and I think somebody put in 2020. So that should be corrected, yeah, corrected to correct here, but other than that.
Do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, thank you. Number seven is a memo from the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department, a request for the 2022 Badger State Sheriff's Association equipment donations. Thank you.
So yes, Badger State Sheriff's Association graciously awarded us an equipment, I don't want to call it a grant, they just awarded us some monies to afford the equipment that is listed in the memo that you guys should have. So we are going to be purchasing four ballistic vests to replace outdated TRT vests, some less lethal equipment for the tactical response team, some fire suppression systems.
What does that mean, less lethal equipment?
So whether it's, you know, pepper ball or the beanbag rounds, things like
to that. Things that won't kill you.
Okay.
Yeah, less lethal.
Well, less lethal. I mean, either it's lethal or it's not, right?
Right.
Okay.
I mean, anything can be lethal, at the wrong, you know, range.
Okay.
So,
you'll feel it though.
Yeah. So okay. Then the TKO fire suppression systems, we're purchasing three of those. Those are just standalone systems that you can throw into a contained fire, whether it's a garage or an apartment, and it helps to save the structure. Another TRT piece of equipment is a thermal scope. It's like a FLIR system. And equipment to outfit one additional canine squad, which will come up in a later resolution of why we're using that money for that.
Questions?
Move approval.
Second. Discussion?
Is this something we have to approve? It was just a memo.
No, it's just a memo. Yeah.
Just letting you guys know.
Yeah, so we shouldn't have to do anything with this memo thing.
Any other questions? So number eight, resolutions from the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. Will you cover those as well?
Yes, a couple of them.
Okay.
The next two, I believe, on the agenda.
All right.
So the next thing I believe on your agenda is the approval to open a bank account at Johnson Bank to hold unclaimed funds from evidence while we attempt to contact the owner until the two-year holding period expires per statute, and then the funds are transferred to the Treasury. So these funds currently have been sitting in evidence. They've been unclaimed, and in the past, evidence has held them for an unknown amount of time. They've came to us and asked us to control these funds. We have no system to do so. So in talking with Patty and Barna, the best solution was for us to open this account.
That's a good idea.
Yes.
How much money are we talking?
So they come in sealed envelopes. So we get them, you know, evidence, right? They come in the sealed envelope. So we don't know, it depends on what they release, and we have to go through it and we have to count it. And inventory it and set it off. So it
could be. Well, I know it's marked on there, the $1 bills, $5
bills. But we just were given.
I'm just curious, ballpark.
Yeah, I looked at previous records and it ranges anywhere from a penny to $2,500. So it's.
Total.
In each envelope.
Right, but that, what I'm asking, and if you don't know, that's fine. It's just more curious. How much is the overall? How much money is sitting in evidence?
I have 13 envelopes.
Okay.
From previous.
I gotcha. Okay. All right. That's probably not too significant.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it does give us a clearer sight and trail of where the money went to, and I believe that's what the.
I think we need a sheriff's sale on that.
Take it out of the hand. Take it out of the hands of just somebody doing something with it to put it
right
where it makes more sense.
It's secure.
Sense.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree.
Secures it better that way.
I agree.
I'd move to approve the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution carries.
The next one on your agenda is the resolution for the Sheriff's Department to accept a $20,000 donation from the Kenosha County Tavern League, and the funds are to be used to support the purchase and training of an additional canine, and that's in the anticipation of the retirement of Riggs. That plan is in action. If you guys approve the resolution to accept the $20,000, the training would take place in the fall, and the canine and the handler would be ready in springtime to be deployed in. Sure.
What's a typical cost of doing that?
So $15,000 for the training and the purchase of the dog, and then $5,000 of that would be used to outfit the squad car, and then that's where that money from that first memo was going to be for the rest of the outfitting of that squad car.
Okay, so it's sounds like it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, it's just a large amount, so
right.
Just we're told that we should do a resolution for you guys to accept it.
And move the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution carries.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, just coming up. So our third resolution to approve the 2021 Ren Fair full-scale exercise grants.
Good evening. I'm Sergeant Chris Hanna. I'll be presenting on behalf of Lieutenant Horace Staples, who was unfortunately unavailable to attend this board. The Kenosha County Division of Emergency Management is being offered a Wisconsin Emergency Management and Department of Homeland Security grant totaling $27,754. The cost of this grant is 100% funded by Wisconsin Emergency Management and the Department of Homeland Security. This grant will be used towards expenses in hosting a full-scale active shooter exercise that will take place at the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Wisconsin this summer. This resolution requires no funds from the general fund. It increases revenue by $27,754 and increases expenditures by $27,754.
Yes.
Is it going to be during the Ren Fair or just on a Ren Fair facility?
It'll be taking place just before the opening season.
Okay. So it's not going to be during the time that's actual.
No, it'll be close to the public.
Which I didn't think it would, but I wanted to hear that. Thank you.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Any other business allowed by law this evening? If not, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you, everyone.
See, you get here. What just going to get?